Damn.
My knee back.
Oh, fuck, bro.
My knee back.
My knee back.
There's still fucking help!
Yo, help!
I was waiting so long for Ocean to come so I could ask him for one. I just kept staring at his. I literally woke up this morning like, man, those people.
What? Okay, guys, welcome back to another podcast. It's the Artist Session here with Tristan and Carlton and probably a bitch
Shut
ass.
Shut the fuck up!
Yo, we're doing a podcast.
Hey, Justin, we're doing a podcast. You want to be in it?
Nah, I'm about to
go
upstairs real quick.
Oh, fuck. What upstairs? We are upstairs.
Yo, like, are you about to go to the Bronx this late?
No, not upstairs. No. My grandma's being a
bitch. Do the podcast.
He says his grandma's being a bitch.
Do the podcast.
What you thankful for?
My family is pissing me the fuck off.
This is Justin.
I'm about to put myself on Do Not Disturb for
despite his voice, he is an African man.
Why is your family pissing the fuck off? Why? Because they're all fucking annoying and...
He's getting in the spirit.
Yeah, do the podcast.
Hey,
podcast.
No, sit down.
Shh.
My name's Justin. Hold on, let me get my nighttime voice. My name's Justin, and to all the fine ladies out there that are looking for a man tonight.
What the fuck?
What the fuck
was that?
He's gay now. He's
by the way, Ocean's gay.
Oh!
Not true.
It's like a rite of passage. We gotta talk about that. Like,
I don't know.
Okay, then I won't say anything.
Sorry, okay. I just had a little moment there.
Justin,
I'll let you guys get back to you
pull
on
up
my
a chair.
Activities.
Justin, you have to be
pull up a chair. You gotta be in the podcast. No,
do
the podcast with us.
Yo, sit in.
You have to, bro. We'll make it short.
I'll be back.
No, I already started the podcast,
like,
dumbass.
Guys, Ocean loves me so much. He looks up to me so much.
Yeah,
he wants to be me so bad.
Ball.
That's why he wants me to be so
bad. He be following him into the bathroom and shit.
No, like, yeah.
Ocean's
weird.
Ocean's skating idol is Justin.
Yo, that is
natural.
I mean, Justin
is skating
every time.
Every time I do a kickflip, he's like,
yo, the first
time I get
hey! Every time I do a varial flip, he's like, oh my god!
Yo,
now you have to say, bro. Yo, Justin mentioned that he liked Hawaiian music, and then Ocean went out and bought a ukulele.
I know,
tell me you
right?
20 minutes.
Ukuleles are fucking fine, dude.
Go
don't
ahead,
even hate them. Fucking
play.
Nah, I'm not gonna. Okay. Let me go.
Fuck my mom. Fuck my dad.
I hate it.
My name is Ocean. I used to like this one girl named Dana. Then I lost my mind. And
I fucked up with the bag. And I let her slip away. And I started dating this one bitch. Named Sierra.
Oh, no.
Where's Clips?
I'm out.
Oh, we're keeping this.
Yo. Fuck you.
Yo. Yo, he just walked in like Kramer and left the fuck. What the fuck?
Damn, that might be the funniest part of the podcast I've ever had.
I'm going to do the rest of the podcast. All right, guys. Love you. See you next week. Stay creative.
Damn, that was hilarious.
Stay creative. Yo.
That was Justin. Justin's a homie, but he's a fucking bitch.
We'll say that shit to his
and
face.
I don't look up to him in skating. I beat him in skate literally every time. He beat me one time,
oh,
and then I
God.
Just beat him the rest of the times. It's
Yo.
Straight up facts.
All right. Odd flex, bro.
He can land kickflips, but I got everything else in the bag. So.
All right, Ocean, you want to stop blowing yourself?
Justin's just a bitch ass. Like,
true. Oh.
That's why he left the room. He can't stay. He can't stay to get heated.
Oh,
like,
talking shit, King.
He goes fucking roast on people.
Yeah.
Then he leaves the room.
Talking
so he can't get roasted because he knows that he's gonna be too hot.
Shit.
Straight up facts.
No, real talk. We gotta help Ocean out with his comebacks. Cause
yeah, bet we got you,
yo,
bro.
Cause his roast.
Right.
Yo, when you get roasted, because
you have a lot of ammo, my guy.
You like
do.
You like. Almonds, man. You just get roasted the fuck up, bro.
Facts.
Almonds, nigga.
Almonds.
Who was on those?
Oh, those are Martina gave us to me.
Oh, okay. Alright. So, Halloween party.
Halloween was like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Like, we were about to talk about this.
So yo, it went so hard that we had been recovering for the last 2 weeks.
Facts.
That's how I see what's been going on.
My liver's in a squeeze right now.
Yo.
But like,
I don't know about that. I was sober. That is facts.
I was trying to be sober too. Didn't I say to you, I was like, bro, like, as long as you're sober, bro, as long as you're sober, like, I'll be sober. And then, you know,
that is not true at all.
I've been on a fight to get back to reality, bro. I still feel like I'm fucking...
My liver put in its 2 weeks notice.
My liver put in the 2 weeks notice, yeah.
That's crazy. But the, like, the, all right, so the Halloween, like, it wasn't even a party. It was like a club type, like, mosh pit. It was more like an underground
concert. Nah, that was a party.
It was, it was dumb lit, and the line was dumb long, too. Everybody literally, it looked
like...
Yeah,
we got in line, like, mad fast, though. Like, we got there early so we could get in there. It was actually spacious for a good amount of time.
So, like, when we first got in there, like, it was... type lit, like it was a little lit, then it like wasn't more that people lit, it wasn't and then once more people started going in and they started playing music,
it started
like
getting mosh pit type lit.
Shit. Like lit
nah, that wasn't, it wasn't like a mosh pit. If anything we were the mosh pit.
When fuck the club, when fucking No Bystanders came on by Travis, it got lit. When Sicko Mode came on, it got lit. And then like halfway through, like we started like one of the dudes who's on stage like performing or whatever, because I guess he's a rapper, he pulled me up there with, like, one of my other friends, Harry. He came up, and, like, Ocean came up, and then, like, we were with a group of girls, and we were just, like, I felt like I took a line of coke. And we were, like, it was crazy, and then we saw two of our, like, girlfriends, like, on the bottom, and then, like, I pulled them up. Like, I'm strong, but I'm not that strong, but I pulled them both up.
That was our first hint of fame.
Exactly.
That was the first hint of fame.
And, like, we pulled them up, and it was so fucking lit. And then, like, 10 minutes later... one of our best friends, he bought a beer, right?
Dumbass.
And this dude, like, elbowed it, and it dropped. And he was slap drunk, and he got heated, and there was, like, a fight broken out. But me and my lit ass, I was like, yo, world star. Like, I was taking pictures
and
shit.
Justin was breaking him up, and then it was me, you, and Justin trying to hold him back from running to the guy. Dude, that, like, he's freakishly strong.
Julian?
Yes.
He played lacrosse for, like, 3 years.
I did, too, but I ain't that strong.
Yeah, that's the white boy strength. That's that aggression.
Man, that guy was strong. He was still kind of pushing all three of us back.
Yeah, no. Damn. And then, like, Justin was, like... then he got, like... our friend was trying to, like, talk to the bouncer, and he wasn't making any sense. And Justin was like, yo, stop talking. And, like, the bouncer, like... kicked our friend
Justin,
out.
Justin, you were back, kind of like more back, because you were trying to go to the party.
I was
sober, so I was like trying to like figure everything out. Exactly. Justin would not shut the fuck up to the bouncer.
Naturally.
He kept on talking and talking and talking. I'm like, Justin, shut the fuck up.
Nothing's gonna help this.
The bouncer, and then at that point, by the time I got Justin to shut up and Julian to like kind of shut up, the bouncer was like, He's out.
Yo.
And like Justin at that moment, he told me, and so it was our friend Antonia's birthday, right? And so that's kind of like why we went there and everything. And she was having a fun time with our other friends. And Justin was like, yo, we gotta leave. Julian just got kicked out. And my like slapped ass was like trying to act like I didn't hear him. Like, nah, I'm partying and shit. And our other friend Jory comes out to me and she's like, we're not fucking leaving. And I'm like, all right, bet. Then we go back up the stage and like we're just partying and shit. And, like, in the corner of my eye, I look at the speaker, and there's a stack of waffles. A stack of waffles where I stick. I'm like, what the fuck? And then Justin told me, like, the day after that, he saw a man cooking pancakes in the back of the stage with an actual, like, pan, like a heating, like a cooking pan or whatever, like, making pancakes and, like, that whole shit, I felt like I was in a fucking simulation. It was the most lit night of my life. But Justin was mad at me because I did not leave the club when, like, everybody else did. And, like, after, like, me and Antonia and Jory, we stayed behind. And after we left, I saw another group of my friends. And I was like, I'm going back into the club. So I went with them. And then, like, after we left, I was like, I went back to Broadway, right? And then I got a call from Ocean.
You're skipping over a lot of stuff. Wait, what?
Am I? But I'm talking about when we got out.
Oh, yeah, you got there before us.
Yeah, I know, and I was like... because, no, I left the club after everybody, right?
But you somehow got to Broadway before all of us.
Because you guys were waiting. Antonia called me, and she was like, Carlton, where you at? I'm like, oh, I'm at Broadway. And they're like, what the fuck? How the fuck are you at Broadway?
Yeah, we were all mad
confused. They were like, yeah, no, because they were waiting for me, like, not all of them, but some of them were waiting for me outside, like, waiting for me to get out the club. And I was like, oh, nah, I left. And so, like, they came back to Broadway, and, like, we were in McDonald's or whatever, and they closed the McDonald's, and I see Ocean and all of them, like, banging the fucking door, like, yo, let us in, we got money. And then Tony is, like, shows the person, shows the, like, woman her $4,000 bank account, and, like, the McDonald's employees are just dying, and I'm, like, let them in. I asked them one time, she's, like, nah, I can't. And so, like, that was the end of the night, pretty much. Other shit happened after that, but
my ass was gone.
Where were you?
Bro, I went to like two different spots, and I ended up going back to like this apartment with this girl I had just met. And I wasn't gonna go anywhere with her, and then she went, "I'll let you smoke," and I went, "Okay." I was like, "This sounds like a good business deal, you know? I got paid shit.
I don't have to match
you." Exactly. I was like, "I ain't got paid shit, you know." People be using all my shit, so you know it was nice to be on the opposite end of that. And then I got so fucking high. It was probably 4 in the morning when I went, "Oh yo, I should probably go home." And she was like, Nah, stay." And I went, "I got 9 a.m. class." I was like, "I'm going home." Yeah, because that happened on a weekday.
This is Halloween Wednesday night,
though. Who the fuck plans Halloween in the middle of the week? Can't fucking stand that
like,
shit.
Like, I had a 10 a.m. too, and I, like,
went... because Halloween was in the middle of the
week. Okay, I don't need your fucking smart ass.
That's how a calendar works, my guy. You could have planned for this.
Nah, but you talk about Justin just reminds me. Justin does not have a good history with the bouncers so far.
Yeah.
This motherfucker is not smooth. I want to know. He is not smooth.
The first time that... The first is when we went to... a welcome week, which is like for 18 plus, but the same 18 plus bars, like they accept 18 year olds and 20 year olds to buy drinks or whatever, right? So we get to the front of the club. This is like a while ago, right? And the bouncer says one question. He says, "How old are you?" And so in Justin's mind, I guess he thought that if he was 20, I guess if he was 18, that they weren't gonna let him in, even though it's a welcome week party. He was like, "I'm 21," and then he's like, "Dumbass. No, you're not." And then he's like, "I'm 21," and the bouncer's like, "Show me some ID." He's like, "I'm 21," and then he's like, and then we're like, "Nah." Then he's like, "Get the fuck out of here! You can't come in here," because he was lying, obviously. And then all of us are like, "We're 18," and we got in, and then Ocean stayed with him until like the bouncer finally let him in.
Justin corrected himself. Yeah. He's like, "Nah, it's my bad, bro. I'm 18. Like,
and then
I was talking to the bouncer. Me and him were actually chill because I seen him around now.
He's from BK.
And then it was just fucking crazy because I'm like, bro, this dickhead. even when he was apologizing, he's like, "Man, my bad." I was like, "It's like you don't sound."
And then we went to the same club with the same bouncer this time, and the bouncer knew Justin. He was like, "Bro, how old are you this time?" He said, "I'm 18.
Dumbass.
I would have laughed. He's like, "I'm 19. I had a birthday." Fuck that shit.
Yeah, so I was out there waiting on Justin's ass.
But I had a fun time. Justin was mad at me for a good... But that night, I found him a jewel, so... He's good. He was just mad that I didn't leave the club.
Yo, all this shit's taking a hella big toll on me, bro. I'm so excited for this fucking break. I can't.
I feel like I'm still gonna party this break.
No, I am too, but at least I don't got classes to go to.
Well, at least classes to party with Jules and Larry. Their friend is throwing it, and it's Justin's birthday.
Yeah.
Europe.
That's gonna be fun.
Wait, Justin's birthday is coming up?
Yeah, Saturday.
Oh, shit.
The day after, the 2 days after.
Next Saturday.
Not this Saturday. I mean, you cannot go to Atlanta and come over to Corey's house.
It's too late. My plane tickets are already paid for.
Well, you can cancel it.
And plus, that's my parents, bro. I can't just be like, no, I'm staying here to be with my friends. Nah, fuck you.
I mean, you could, because you're an adult, but...
Yeah, but that would be a fucking dumb...
but the trust is a little, right now.
Oh, that's true. That's true. You staying here.
Yeah.
You going to go to Jersey?
Yeah, I'm going to Long Island for Thanksgiving Day, and then Friday morning, I'm sliding to Corey's in New Jersey.
Where are you going?
I'm going to go to my mom's in Virginia. So, if I don't see it, she might get a little pissed.
Bus or plane?
What?
Bus or plane?
Probably bus.
My brother going to drive up from upstate. I was going to take a bus.
He's going
to
drive.
But he going to drive, and I think...
And he plays rugby upstate, right?
Yeah, he's playing rugby. Actually, he was like in the playoffs or some shit. I didn't really care enough to look into that, though.
if you lose, we brothers. If you don't, fuck out of here.
Yeah, fuck that motherfucking nah. But so I'm gonna drive down. I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna go see her because I think if I don't see her, I'm not going to Puerto Rico with them. So,
and then winter break, we're going to Delco, bitch.
Yeah.
Wait, what? Fucked up. Yeah, we're going back to Philly. Me and Justin, we're going back to Philly
for the whole break.
No, fuck like, no. I mean, it's a 5-week break. So, I mean, might as well just slide there for like a week.
I'm gonna be with the Puerto Rican baddies, bro. I'm gonna be chilling out there. Getting my feet rubbed. I'm gonna be chilling under the sun.
I'm gonna just be in Atlanta.
Back you up. Guys like there's shit not to do there.
Atlanta sucks ass.
ATL. Besides the aquarium.
Nah, they was filming
while it was like the only fire thing there.
Yo, that aquarium changed my life. I went there two years ago. It's so good.
It's so
good. That whole shit where the sliding shit and she like the shark with the whale.
I never realized how good our aquarium was because, you know, I obviously grew up with it, but that's a fucking dope ass aquarium.
I mean, downtown Atlanta is pretty cool. Like, and the movie scene is coming up a little bit.
Yeah, but, you know, it's still Atlanta, it's still Georgia.
Nah, but you guys got comedy shows out there and shit.
Yeah, but it's just, like, life out there. Not, like, things to do. Life out there is just, blech.
I got you. Dry. I mean, honestly, I can take a break from the city for a minute. You know, it's like...
Nah, I'm chilling.
No, like, ultimately, dude, I've been here for such a fucking long time that, like, I can rock. But it's so nice. It's so nice to go somewhere and step outside without having to wear... Without being scared of stepping on glass and shit, you know? Like, even
or walking into the ground. There's this one time I was looking to my right at the other sidewalk, and if I took one more step, I would have fallen in some hole with the ladder. I was like,
what? Nah, but like you, but it's nice. It's nice to sleep. It's gonna be nice to actually take a break and like kind of like just enjoy, you know, being away from it. Cause like, you know, so many people get exhausted by the city just by being in the city.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
One, cause they stress out their body when they try to sleep and all that. So it's like, there's different things. Like, you come in, you look at all the lights and it's so pretty and shit like that, but then people don't understand, like, your livelihood is different here. So it's like, it's so... That's why when you do go on vacation, and that's why I was mad happy when I guess my dad got sentimental. He was like, hey, you want to come on a trip? I went, fuck yeah, you paying? I'm like, shit, I don't work my ass off and I get to go on vacation with you? Fuck it. And it's just one of those things where it's like, you so nice because you relishing all that shit, man. Mm-hmm. If I got to be thankful for one thing, I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for all that shit, bro.
What are you thankful for, Ocean? Miles? Barrington?
Roe?
Put
his government name out there.
I don't know. I'm just glad I'm in the city.
Facts. That's a big fact.
And able to create without mentally feeling weird.
I'm sorry, speak up. We couldn't hear you in the back row.
I said...
Say it with your chest.
Say it with your chest. Louis.
I'm glad I'm able to create shit now without being judged over dumbass shit.
That's
and
true.
I'm glad I'm finally around a lot of, like, actually, like, dope-ass creative and open-minded people.
Especially where we're from, it's that, like, they don't fuck with...
You say where you're from. You mean where you went to high school?
Where I went to... Well, 4 years. Like, that shit's difficult. Like, that shit's... Like, I fucking hate it.
But Florida got some crazy shit.
It's not because everybody would do dress the same way. If you dress differently,
you're fucking weirdo.
Well, a lot of people like that. They don't celebrate individuality. I mean, and now it's like, and now you see that shit stand out.
It's really weird to be. It's really weird to be your own person in the South. Like it's
weird everywhere because even if you go back, both of y'all been back to where I showed y'all both my spot out in East New York, and it's like. It's different. Like it's hard to try and break away from certain things that are known in particular areas, you know. So it's like,
what the hell are you doing?
Choking on ice. It's too cold.
It's too what?
Ice.
A little bold.
Yo, see this, but that's why this room works. I'm gonna be pissed off when we get our fourth roommate.
I really don't want a fourth
room. I really don't. Mm. I'm a walk naked and scare him around here. That's it.
We should eat all this food and make him move out.
For real. I'm a bully this motherfucker.
Did we do that with somebody else?
We only had Mike. One roommate. We didn't eat all...
Mike never even had food in here.
He let us eat his food.
Yeah, but don't eat too much.
Oh, yeah, I had a lot of cookies.
Actually, I only had like three.
Those pumpkin
although
cookies.
Although he makes like 35, and
those
I'm like,
cookies with
who you feeding?
Those cookies. Those cookies.
Those cookies.
Those cookies.
Those bookies.
Silly ocean. Those bookies.
With the pumpkin design in the middle. Those white cookies.
Ooh, yes! Yo, no, fuck everything. Fuck family, fuck all that. I'm thankful for those motherfucking cookies. I'm thankful for those motherfucking
cookies. I'm thankful for the... ham. I'm thankful for the collard greens. I'm thankful for the sweet potato casserole with the marshmallows.
Vanilla mac and cheese, bro. I'm
ready for that. That mac and cheese, that crust on the top of the mac and cheese, that little burnt shit. Ow! Come on now. Ow! Y'all don't know nothing about that.
Ow! I just talked about it. He gonna say,
y'all
I don't
know nothing about that. Y'all do.
I'm gonna be like, the mac and cheese is like, you don't know nothing about that.
Burnt
you right. I just brought it up, but yeah, you right. Oh man,
defines a law of fucking density, nigga. You got 10 pounds of mac and cheese for every mac. Every 10 pounds of cheese for every mac of cheese. That defies the law of density.
I'm excited for the dessert.
Yo, I want me some fucking pumpkin
pie. Oh, sweet potato pie.
Some cobbler, little peach cobbler. Pie.
Some cinnamon cake.
Pecan pie, bro.
Some cinnamon cake, like that shit tastes so well.
Pecan pie is just my shit. My dad makes some mean ass pecan pie.
Yo, this segment's just for all the people.
Like, I know I'm
right
Caribbean.
Now.
And we make dads,
we just talk
like...
about food. Yo.
Y'all never had pecan pie in a minute.
Yo, my mom be making that Japanese style curry. That should be hitting and killer, bro. I'm trying
we
to
make that.
I'm trying to have Caribbean some spiked curry. Eggnog, bro. I'm trying to have some spiked
eggnog with alcohol. I've never had
eggnog. Dude, that's why we gotta start making these nutcrackers,
bro. What? Though. Eggnog with alcohol?
Yeah, you ain't never had that?
What the fuck? Isn't that basically like milk with alcohol?
No, it's eggnog with alcohol.
Whoa. All right, like listen. Ocean, do you like eggnog?
It's good.
That does not taste like milk.
But what it kind of does. It has like a creamy kind of texture to it.
If Jesus
it is a lot thicker. What kind of milk are you drinking,
exactly.
bro?
But it's kind of creamy though and thick. So like with alcohol?
That shit.
That's how it was originally made. With alcohol, with whiskey. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I never had it before.
And it tastes
Dude,
good?
That shit tastes bomb, bro.
If Jesus pissed in milk, that's eggnog. Drink that. That's good for you. Turn water to wine, turn piss into eggnog.
There you go. Come on now. It's in the Bible.
It's in the Bible.
It's one of the footnotes, though. It's not right in the face.
Corinthians 3:13.
He said 3:13. Yo, I'm done. Nah, but that's the... When we start making these nutcracker joints, bro, like... A dead ass, man. We're going to have, like, fruit punch type flavors, eggnog, because it's going to be Christmas season. Yo.
Christmas season.
Christmas season, you're right.
Watch me say
yo. I need a Metro card.
Metro what?
Nigga, we don't have...
yo, you don't spend $9 on duct tape.
On what?
On Gorilla tape, actually.
What the... What?
Dub tape.
Nah, bro. That shit's a dub, though. I done brought my bike back from freaking...
I got $120 and I spent it on a whole bunch of necessary stuff, but I forgot to spend it on a MetroCard. Now I have no MetroCard and no money.
College is hard, man. Why can't I just...
College is hard in the fucking city. I should have to spend $30 on a MetroCard in college.
Like, I was comparing... Like,
a damn salary should have cost me
$10. Me and my mom were comparing our budget to my sister's budget in college when she is in Florida to my budget, and I blew through that shit in a month. What she
hey,
spent
I'll
in
trade,
3 months?
I'll trade $60 of my meal plan for $30 of real money.
Fuck, yeah, I would.
I would, too.
I have $900.
You want to take $60 of my meal plan for $30 of real money? Because I'll do that.
I wish you could trade that in, like, nah, give
I'll
me our
shit. I'll do that
shit. Because either way, we pay.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe. Because I got, like, $200 left, and I have not told... Because I don't got money, but I don't
get
money
out of money. Mad
like
people
that.
Be running out of money right now, right? Every time I look at the cash register
Yo,
before me, people got like $100 left, $200
Yo,
bucks left for 2 months.
Real talk, I got hooked up today. So I told y'all how all the guys are like fucking with me now, right? Like,
what?
Do all the cooks.
I had to pause for a second. What?
All the cooks fuck with me, right? And it's like, this dude, he came out, he dabbed me up. He was like, yo, what you eating today? I was like, yo, I'm going to do the salad real quick. He went to the dude who's making the salad. There's a tall, awkward person, whatever. And he was like, yo, give him the discount. He was like, give him the discount. I was like, dude, that's taking me like $3.
No, what they really be doing, like, I come to, like, you know how, like, you take food, like, fries, chicken, or, like, mozzarella sticks from the shit, right? I'll go up there, and I'll take some, and I'll just be in front of, like, the dude making my burger, and I'll just eat it. He watched me, and he's like, there's food in there, right? I was like, nah, not anymore. He's like, all right, just go ahead. Just take your burger.
He's like, what you gonna do, though? Like, how you gonna charge?
They're not gonna see, because that's not coming out their bag. They don't get paid
they don't
per
get
food that we eat.
Fuck that. Dude, they give away... Dude, I've been seeing this so much more recently. Dude, they've been hooking up other people. People don't even go to Pace. Some of the delivery people be rocking in there. They're like, yo, I need food for the day. And they're like, yo, come back here. And they'll hook them up with fucking food. I seen that shit firsthand. He was like, yo, I ain't got money for lunch today. He's like, yo, here, bam. Don't worry about it. He's a sandwich. He's like, fucking granola shit. All the, I was like, bro, They on the know with that. That they be hooking people up with food.
Let's get this.
Did you just zone out?
Low key.
He just zoned out of his own shit.
I just started typing, like, not knowing what I was typing.
Are you doing FAFSA?
FAFSA. Yo, have you done your FAFSA yet?
No, I haven't done that shit.
You know, priorities due tomorrow.
Right.
So I'm doing it today, and I'm going to have my parents help me out with it tomorrow. For the taxes and stuff, or whatever. What? What?
Doesn't matter.
You're right.
It's not like you said his old social security number.
I just said I had to have my parents help me with the taxes.
Yo, all y'all listening there as a struggling college student, y'all don't forget to do your FAFSA, right?
Facts, though. True. If you want to keep going to college.
Or if y'all really want... Y'all really
I mean, unless you're rich, the fuck out of here. Save some more money for us.
For real. Actually, that's
rich
true.
Rich niggas actually be
that's true. No. I be hearing some motherfuckers complaining about
if
money.
If they're rich, then they don't take the money. It's the poor people that take the money.
No, but the fact that if they get any money, like, nah, like, you don't need that.
Nah, they still, but they don't even know how their money work. That shit pissing me off. People with money don't even know how their money work. Mm-hmm. That shit annoys the fuck out of me.
On this wave.
Yo.
What?
Bro code.
Oh, shit.
Dead or alive?
Bro code? I think I should dead.
Why?
It's not what it used to be. This is how I remember it growing up, yo. Bro code growing up was like you can't mess with nobody's ex girl, you can't mess with a girl that they like it's off the table. Like if there's any feelings involved from your boy and that girl towards that girl, you can't. She's off limits. You can't touch. But now, motherfuckers be fucking the same chick in the same night, and dabbing each other up the next night or the next day.
Teamwork.
No. But not even knowing, they be talking about how it's they smashed about the girl, and then they talking about the same girl. And it's like they know bro code on that.
But if it's a mutual kind of thing,
exactly. Nah, but even if it's not, even if you guys don't talk about it before, like if it's just like, all right, we both just trying to get ours. Like I don't see the point in like being tight over some other nigga getting his. It doesn't matter who it is unless. Unless you're, like, emotionally attached to someone, if you have feelings, then you can talk to your boy about it. But, like, if that girl isn't reciprocating that same feeling, then fuck it. Do what you want.
Nah, that's true.
But it's all about communication.
It is communication.
So if you don't want me hooking up with a girl that you like, tell me. There's a 70% chance I will listen.
Facts. Yep, that's true.
Yeah, but 90%. Bro code, it should be at least 90%.
Yeah, it's 90%. 90%, you should be like, you know what? I'm not trying to do anything.
That's what I did with Ocean. We just talked about this actually the other day.
Oh,
I thought
he did.
No, he was talking.
I thought Tristan, like, hooked up with somebody that you like. That's what I was like.
No. We was talking about, we was
you know
what
don't catch
idea.
Feelings right here?
Hey,
exactly.
Anybody catch feelings right
these
here.
These hoes are for nobody.
Nah, but we was talking
these hoes are for everybody. Come on now.
Okay.
he was talking like he's about to give a sermon. He's like, these hoes
are for everybody.
Are for everybody.
Now the good girls, that's the ones that we don't fuck with if our friend likes them. But
that's true.
But
there's not really many of those right now.
You kidding me? Are there even hoes at this school? Well, that's a dumbass question. Dumbass question.
It'd be like saying, are there any fuckboys too? Like, yeah.
Whoa, there aren't.
I just haven't.
Whoa. There aren't colored fuckboys. Because black men and Hispanic men, like my brother
Brown
Tristan,
and black don't cheat.
Do not cheat.
Brown and black and loyal.
Cheat.
So I'm not black right now?
Oh, you are black. You don't cheat.
Okay.
Exactly.
Brown and black.
Us African American men don't cheat.
Okay. But who are the hoes? I haven't, like...
Oh, yeah, let's just name drop. So,
yeah,
I got...
Yeah.
Batista.
Shit. You put out the DMX song, bro.
I haven't even met, like, hoes, I don't think, at this school. Like, technically. Like, I don't, like... like
what?
Like, some, I haven't, like, been like, oh, she's a hoe.
That's... Yeah. That's actually... Well, we have met some, but, like, they're
first
not
of all,
prevalent.
First of all, someone got really mad at me for this the other day for calling women hoes.
Go ahead, defend yourself, King.
Talk yourself.
Dude,
I don't call
let
women
Let me reiterate.
Hoes.
Women aren't hoes.
No,
you
they
can
are
do
not.
Whatever the fuck
women
you want.
Women are not hoes.
Wait, what I said? You can do who
As in
you
like,
can do whoever the fuck you want, how many times you want to fuck how
You dug yourself your own hole.
What you can do whoever you want to do, whenever you want to do them, with as many people as you want to do it with.
Talk your shit, King. Talk your shit.
No judgment. I don't want to name drop on people.
Yo.
But if there are, quote unquote, the stereotypical name of hoes at the school, I have not consciously been like,
because this is how I start defining it. Because hoes and fuckboys are like the same because it's about mentality. Because it's about mentality. It's not so much like, I don't give a fuck.
Wait.
I don't refer to women as
hoes. Men can be hoes, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But here's the thing. But like, if you call a woman a hoe, right?
Nah, but I don't call women hoes.
Exactly, right? No, but I mean like, we live in an age where you can't call, it's slut shaming if you call a woman a hoe, which I get, I understand that, I don't refer to women as hoes.
We're all
But there's a double standard, because sometimes when it's like, oh, this dude fuck with a girl and fuck with her friend, right? We're like, oh, he's a hoe, right? But when a girl does that, we're like, nah, guys do the same thing, why can't we do it, right? So there's a double standard, we both have to come to an understanding that we don't have to call.
Yo, just be sexually liberated. Like, but here's the thing. But people be in denial. That's why I start
getting. Like the thing where it comes, all men are trash, right?
Exactly. That's where I get into the whole, like, yo, I don't. If a girl, like, I never ask for body. I've said this several times. Like, I don't give a fuck about body count. Just as long as that you know that either you've been safe and you get tested or whatever. And don't be offended if I ever ask to get tested. It's not a matter of me being like, oh, you dirty. It's a matter of me being, nah, we just going to make sure we safe and know all our shit. So it's about being aware and being able to be an adult about these shit. Hoe to me is on the immature side and being in denial about certain things or manipulating emotions and shit. That's why it doesn't fuck. I'll call men hoe. I'll call women hoes. I'll call whoever a hoe if they acting like a hoe. You know?
But what
is
a hoe?
Let's get it.
Yeah. What is a hoe?
I don't know. Actually, no. I'll call people more dickheads if anything. I don't even say hoe that much. No,
I don't even.
I'll call women dickheads sometimes.
Stop lying. That's my word.
That's not your fucking word.
Dickhead is my word.
Girl, I've been using that since like sophomore year.
Your mom wouldn't even let you say that word.
That is my word.
Nah. I started saying. I got a conversation the other day.
Your word is bitch.
I do say bitch ass.
No. I'm saying
that's Justin's word.
That's your word.
That's not my word.
But you say bitch ass all the time. You'll see me in the cab, bitch ass.
Yeah, you're right.
Justin's word is case.
He did bring that to the page.
Yeah. It's not even real lingo. He just started saying that shit, and people were like, "Oh, okay."
Nah, they said it back.
I'm playing. I always thought about that though. You know how easily it would be to bring that to certain groups, the certain Caucasian groups,
where you could do it all the time.
You could just make up shit. You could just literally say some shit and be like, "Yo, Rickety Doo," and they'd be like, oh, and they start saying it too.
Hey, Rickety Doo, man! Rickety Doo!
Exactly! I'm being dead ass, yo. Yo, you could literally be like, yo, what's up, Rickety Doo? And they would start doing it. Guaranteed they would start doing that shit. Anyways, though, back to the. You said, what is a hoe?
What classifies.
Webster's Dictionary.
What makes a distinct individual classify it as.
We're gonna look up the definition in the Urban Dictionary.
Yo, go to the gospel. Definition. Go to the gospel.
Oxford. Oxford. All right. Hoe isn't.
How did Jesus define hoes?
Well, a hoe is defined as a long-handled gardening tool with a thin metal blade.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm sorry. All right, I got it. Oh, all right, hoe. Prostitute.
Damn.
Let's look up the Urban Dictionary.
Damn. Prostitute.
That's what all right,
so all you ladies out here, you are prostitutes?
Oh, wow.
We can't reduce prostitutes because I have there's a whole bunch
just
of gold
kidding,
diggers.
You're not prostitutes.
Listen, gold diggers and prostitutes
joke.
Should be on the same
For
level if
we're
ashamed.
No, actually, no. Prostitutes are more. I respect prostitutes more than I respect gold diggers, yo.
Yeah, because they actually work in
there. And they're honest, too. Like, bet, suck a dick,
like,
$50.
I just want money to
gold
suck
diggers
a dick.
Will be like, oh, I'll cuddle you, and we can get married,
yo,
and
they
have
be
children.
With,
they you don't have to divorce your ass. It's like half
of everything.
They
be with 70-year-old men that you know damn well are like, bro.
Or women. Because men can be gold diggers. Amen.
I mean, yeah, that's true, but
if I had the opportunity, I probably would.
Actually, if I had the opportunity to have a sugar mama, I would, but I'd be honest about it. I'd be like, all right. I'd be like, all right, Deborah. I'm not.
Oh, that's my mom's name too.
Yo.
Yo.
Squared up.
We got it. Nah.
Yo,
damn.
All right, Ocean, what's your mom's name?
I need to know. You ain't knowing?
Isn't it like Renee or some shit?
Yeah. Well, technically her real name's Faith.
Wait, did I just get it right?
It is Renee? Yeah, but I'm pretty sure I told you that. That's why you
Yeah, you did. It. Yeah, but I
actually, yeah, that does sound familiar. All right, my bad.
That sounds familiar. Yo, why you calling her mom?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I was now I got to make sure I didn't mention no other mom.
That was priceless. That was hilarious.
Either way, all right.
Oh, my tapes came in today. For the camcorder?
The sex tapes the ones for the camcorder?
The camcorder, but the sex tapes are coming in next week.
Right. Oh, true.
Yeah.
Yo,
when are we gonna leak those?
I'm thinking like February 14th.
I'm gonna accidentally
leak Valentine's Day?
Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like there's a lot of hype around there, like Pornhub and shit.
Yeah. It's for all the people who are single on Valentine's Day, you know?
Yeah.
And for all the dudes who just broke up with their girls so they didn't have to buy a gift.
Exactly.
You know, that's the thing, right? Mm-hmm. Like, dudes break up, like, at the end of January because they don't have to buy a gift for Valentine's Day.
Then they pick her off for spring, then they drop her off for summer, and then they get her back in fall, and then they drop her off before Christmas.
Exactly.
And then the cycle just continues.
Actually, no, real talk. If you had just started dating a girl, now we all know we don't cuff, but if you just started dating a girl, and it's only been 2 weeks, do you get her a gift for Christmas?
Nigga, what?
So that was both of y'all's reaction.
A gift?
I give her a stocking stuffer at least.
Nigga, what? I give her maybe like some Hershey's kisses. Like, I love you.
That's a fact. Hershey's.
That's true.
But see, if I were to cuff, I wouldn't cuff 2 weeks before fucking Christmas.
Facts.
Like, what?
Yeah, I'm smart enough to know, like, nah.
Like,
you gotta avoid the holidays.
That shit's either gotta wait or, like, nah.
The only holiday I'll get a girl 2 weeks before is April Fool's. That's the only time I'm like, joke, I'm not in love with you anymore.
Wow.
That's a dickhead.
Yeah, that is.
You were home for that.
You know my parents?
You were home for that.
You know my parents married on April Fool's?
So, same. Yo, my dad proposed.
Dad's a jokester.
My dad proposed on April Fool's Day.
My dad's a jokester, so I was like, you could have easily been like, I'm kidding.
That'd be fucked up.
My dad proposed on April 1st, and they got married 7 days later, because it was all in military shit.
Oh.
That's why. I think it was like 7 days
later. I think we shouldn't call anybody a hoe, but if you're like denying your hoe tendencies, then you're more of an asshole or a hypocrite.
You're an asshole.
Like, hoe isn't really annoying. Like, if you call me or anybody in this room a hoe, like, I'll brush it off, because I'm like, I know I have emotions and feelings that, like, I can, like, exactly. Like,
I just love how you said that. I have emotions and feelings.
Like, I realize that, like, I'm not cold, but it's just that
I've been cold.
A lot of people say I don't have emotions and feelings.
You don't.
Well, because Ocean,
well, that's because what is he? He's a sociopath, right?
Sociopath.
That's what Sierra was saying.
Why the fuck? Stop. Bitch!
No. What?
Stop taking her advice, alright? Even if she's right.
I didn't say she was
right. Even if she's right.
I just said she said that. I didn't say it was true.
Bet.
Damn. I just said she said it. It's a fact.
Next time we're gonna know you're gonna be wearing clips in your hair, bro.
Okay.
You're gonna part your hair, short that shit.
Okay.
I mean, I love Sierra.
He's gonna get frosted tips.
What?
You're just gonna do some weird shit.
He's gonna come out with blonde hair, bro.
For real. No, he'd dye his eyebrows orange or some shit.
Nah. Nah, I don't know what.
Probably for Justin's approval.
What?
His man.
I fucking hate Justin. That man's a dumbass.
Ooh, shit.
Started to shit. The next podcast gonna open up with Ocean getting his ass beat.
Justin's an ugly ass motherfucker.
Wow. That's rough, because both of y'all kind of look the same, bro.
No, we don't.
I think you guys are, like, around each, like, around each other, like, a much, so, like...
Okay, I just want to go back to the fact that I wasn't even here, but rumor has it that all the girls said I was the best-looking guy out of Carlton and Justin.
Wow.
So, they said, what, I was an 8? I'm an 8, apparently, so...
Wow.
Suck my dick.
I was a 7.5, but, like...
And I'm 8, so suck my dick.
Well, first of all... Oh, let's get into this. But first of all... I'm not a virgin, so obviously I get
it. Okay, what's so bad about being a virgin? You say sometimes...
And let him eat, King!
To compare to the girls that have sucked my dick...
Oh, wow.
And have sucked your dick...
Okay. Oh.
Which...
Okay.
Like...
I didn't know we were going down this road.
Okay, alright.
No. You're stuffed, King. You're stuffed. You're stuffed, King.
Do I have permission to go on?
You're stuffed, King.
No! And there we go. Then, like, this conversation is over.
No girl has sucked my dick.
Oh...
In the public spirit.
Oh.
In the what?
Well, he's never came, so...
No!
Let's just let that out there.
Oh!
Not true.
Yo.
Ah. Not true.
He stopped.
Not true.
Where's my phone?
Hey, Siri. Okay, guys. podcast is over. Glad you were listening. If you listened this far, half the shit Carlton says isn't true.
I have ugly nigga game.
That's exactly right.
Well,
no. What? Exactly. Ugly nigga game. We done talked about
it. Come on, first of all.
We done talked about it. You talk like an ugly nigga because that's how you get the girl. Because you don't got that vanity. No. You don't got all that shit. You don't got that fuckboy tendency like the world revolve around you.
There's no way in hell I should be pulling any girls. At all. But I do.
I mean, you got rated as 7.5. That's pretty decent.
No, thank you. But like, there's no way.
By who?
There's no way.
I don't know.
I thought, who the fuck? All of them are like twos. Nah, I'm playing. yo. I'm fucking around. I don't even know who fucking talking.
Oh, I better hope. I hope they don't listen to this.
They don't know.
Oh, wait, is
there
somebody we know?
Shut up.
What?
What?
Oh, it's the person who sucked your dick.
Nobody sucked my dick.
Oh!
What are you trying to switch the conversation?
At this point, I'm just confused.
Bumfused.
I dead ass am confused. I don't know what you're doing with your fingers, but like, what?
Guys, I want to take this time to talk about mental health and how important it is.
What?
To realize you're happy and comfortable in your own skin and being able to be aware of your own emotions and how your emotions affect other people.
Are you talking about yourself? Because you like to start dumbass shit everywhere.
What the fuck? This is important to me.
You start shit everywhere.
How do I start shit?
You started shit yesterday.
Cause you were, bro. You were frauding.
Nah.
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 You frauding.
Nah.
Why can't we just end this shit?
What the fuck. All right. Bye.